Beijing and Moscow alliance on display. I'm Jessica Stone, Fox News. Ukraine reports more Russian attacks amid a growing Russia-China partnership. Fox's Nate Foy is in Kyiv.
In that meeting between Presidents Putin and Xi, neither of them mentioned Ukraine specifically, but President Xi described the global situation as a whole as difficult. The two agreed to build strategic cooperation, and it comes after they held joint naval drills in the East China Sea. But President Putin appears to want more military cooperation. As intense fighting continues in the East, Ukraine is now investigating 58,000 possible war crimes. These include killings, kidnappings, indiscriminate bombings, and sexual assaults.
28-year-old Brian Koberger has been arrested for the stabbing deaths of four Idaho college students last month. He's being detained in Monroe County, Pennsylvania. Fox's Laura Engel reports.
This is a jail that holds up to about 400 inmates. It is a maximum security and minimum security facility. The 28-year-old was taken into custody by Pennsylvania State Police at a home on the southeast side of Scranton, Pennsylvania, and he was arrested on a fugitive from justice warrant. And despite having an apartment in the state of Washington near the crime scene, his registered address is right here in Pennsylvania. Koberger faces four counts of first-degree murder. He is also charged with felony burglary, which police say is for entering the home with an intent to commit murder.
Moscow Police Chief James Fry addressed questions Friday about the white Hyundai Elantra seen on surveillance video from the night of the murder.
We are still looking for all pieces of evidence, but we are still looking for the weapon. And I will say that we have found an Elantra.
Koberger is being held without bond with an extradition scheduled for Tuesday. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
ABC News is reporting that legendary journalist Barbara Walters has died at the age of 93 years old. Fox's Eric Shawn takes a look back at her life.
Barbara Walters was born on September 25, 1931 in Boston. Her first break in broadcasting was as a writer and researcher for NBC's Today Show. In 1972, she was the only woman reporter to accompany President Richard Nixon on his historic trip to China. In 1974, Walters became co-anchor of The Today Show, which had started her career. Just 2 years later, in a surprise move, she joined ABC to anchor the evening news. There, she received an historic $1 million a year.
But, Mr. President, you know one does not work for money. One works for love.
Walters went on to host a legendary run of specials with interviews no one will soon forget. She interviewed every president and first lady since President Nixon and became known for asking questions to which everyone wanted answers.
Why did you kill John Lennon?
I thought by killing him, I would acquire his fame.
Eric Shawn, Fox News.
A sweet treat leaving a sour taste for one New York man who is now suing Hershey over the contents of his chocolate. Fox's Matt Napolitano reports.
Christopher Lazzaro filing the lawsuit in federal court in New York this week, claiming he would not have purchased Hershey's special dark, mildly sweet chocolate or varieties of Lily's extra dark chocolate had he known through a disclosure from Hershey that these products contained metals. The proposed class action suit comes after a Consumer Reports investigation that found 23 of 28 dark chocolate bars tested contained harmful levels of lead, cadmium, or both heavy metals. Lazzaro is seeking at least $5 million in damages from Hershey. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
I'm Jessica Stone. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.